VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. At least 73 people were killed and at least 170 injured after explosions and ensuing gunfight outside a gate of the Kabul airport in the Afghan capital on Thursday, according to multiple sources. The latest data released by the Pentagon said at least 13 U.S. soldiers were killed and at least 15 injured in the attack. President Joe Biden is vowing to avenge the deadly attacks in Afghanistan, where dozens of Afghan civilians were also killed. President Biden said that the U.S. will respond with force of precision at our time following the attacks by a group identified as ISIS-K. Biden also said, even after the U.S. troops leave at the end of the month, there will still be evacuations for Americans. Critics have blamed Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. He said that he has been in close contact with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and has received a letter from the leader of the Tigray region in response to his appeal. Guterres said the UN is ready to work together with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In early June, make that June 28th to be exact, the Ethiopian government announced an intermediate unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. Via remote, this is VOA News.